The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Okay, you guys are gonna have to play this a little faster. No, not slower, faster. We gotta speed things up a bit. I'm half an hour late. Ay caramba, half hour late for the Twine Crust. You know, the worst part of it is if I had walked here instead of waiting on a bus, I'd have been on time. Crazy. We're gonna have to play everything faster today because I don't want to leave anything out. This is the Twine Crust, by the way, if you were wondering. It's the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Comfort of Codeine and Springsteen Pristine. Wow. On tonight's show, besides a sped-up theme song, we're going to show you that Leroy Stagger is special. We're going to diss Bruce Springsteen, as well as listen to some new music by him. And we're going to get ourselves right with the Lord. We haven't done that in a while. And it's beginning to look a lot like something. Something. I don't know exactly what. But anyhow, we're going to figure it all out tonight, here, on the Twine Crust. Hurry up, guys. Come on.
Stay there.
you catch that last verse? Snowflakes are dancing. This man is pumping. Headphones are loud, chilling on a pillowy cloud. Comfort of codeine and Springsteen pristine. You should sing just whatever. Like, wow. Yeah, that's the new record from Kurt Vile. It's called, what's it called? Waken on a Pretty Days. That one, the appropriately titled for today, Snowflakes Are Dancing. That's what they're doing. They're dancing. They're not making life miserable. They're simply dancing. We're all in the way. Oh, be careful out there if you're driving, huh? It's slippery as all get out. And traffic ain't moving. And the buses, I don't even think there are any buses. If there are, they're stuck in a snowdrift somewhere. There ain't coming. If you're waiting at a bus stop, start walking. There ain't nothing coming to come get you. I'm living testament to that. Welcome. Welcome to a horribly late Twang Trust. Goodness me, 6:42, and we're just getting underway. I wish I was playing vinyl today. I'd play all the 33 and a third records at 45, and we'd get through it all, but I don't know. Well, I was sitting on the bus. I was just reminiscing about the show last week at the West End, the big Opry show, the Grand Caribou Opry. Were you there? There's some of you were there, some of you weren't. I don't know what your problem was. It was great. It was pretty full. Looked pretty full. Wasn't packed, you know, exactly, but it was comfortably full. They raised, I think they said, $6,500 for the Good Food Club. That's all right. You know, it wasn't great, but it's all right. It's a start. Let's do it again next year and try and double that. I think it would be more than possible. But what a night of music. I said it was going to be the Roots Music Night of the Year, and I think it just might have been. I'm not sure who stole the show, really. Was it Jeff and Wendy, or was it Dustin and Kendall? You know, I don't know. Kind of a 50-50 split, if you ask me. And, of course, and Matt Masters was pretty awesome. The whole crew was awesome. This was the biggest surprise. Well, I don't know. There was a few big surprises. But I wasn't expecting the Everly's action that we got from Dustin and Kendall. Oh, that was sweet. That was so sweet. So sweet that we're gonna relive it just a little bit with the original version of one of the Everly Brothers songs they did that night.
These are the words of a frontier lad who lost his love when he turned bad. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her where I am. Take a message to Mary, but don't say I'm in a jam. You can tell her I had to see the world, or tell her that my ship set sail. You can say she better not wait for me, but don't tell her I'm in jail. Oh, don't tell her I'm in jail. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her what I've done. Please don't mention the stagecoach and the shot from a careless gun. You can tell her I had to change my plans and cancel out the wedding day. But please don't mention my lonely cell where I'm gonna pine away until my dying day. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her all you know. My heart's aching for Mary, Lord knows I miss her so. Just tell her I went to Timbuktu. Tell her I'm searching for gold. You can say she'd better find someone new to cherish cell is cold. Mary, Mary, oh Lord, this cell is cold.
Hey Winnipeg, this is Barney Bentall. The punches are coming fast and hard here on the Twang Trust, 95.9 FM.
I'll build a house you plan. together if it can't be done. Deliver me from all that might be if we get what we
Jeff and Wendy did an amazing version of that one last week. The West End is part of the Grand Caribou Opry. But we went back in time a little ways to the original version on the album Cross Our Hearts from Jeffrey Hatcher and the Big Beat. Yes. Did I ever tell you I came up with the title for that album? It's true. It's true. Before that, something that we heard last week, but it was so amazing, we had to hear it again. Dustin Bentall and Kendall Carson with various Opry members helping out live here in the CKUW studios. Yes, a brand new song called The Roses. Phenomenal new number. And I bet we'll get to hear it again when Dustin Bentall and the Smokes return to town Tuesday, December 3rd at the Park Theater. That's so great. So great. Looking forward to their imminent return. And we heard a song they covered that night. The original version by the Everly Brothers, Take a Message to Mary. And they wasn't the only Everly Brothers song they did that night. They also did Bird Dog. Whoa, settle down. With Matt Masters. And that was a ton of fun, wasn't it? It was. Am I louder than I should be? I'm not sure what's going on here. I'm so late. Things are so messed up. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Hey, our good pal Leroy Steger just had all kinds of great things happen to him. He got a couple of gigs that seemingly came out of nowhere. Well, one didn't really come out of nowhere. One of them did, though. Man, it's so great, too. He's thrilled to death, and we're thrilled to death for him. And it's well-deserved. Well, it's, you know, in the long run, it's nothing compared to what he deserves, because he's great. But anyways, it's still a ton of fun that in February, he's opening three shows in a row in Chicago for Steve Earle. Crazy, huh? Steve is like his hero, and he gets to open up three shows for him in Chicago at the City Winery. It's a small-ish thing. Steve is performing solo acoustic, as will Leroy. But he's going to be in band mode when, in Calgary on January 24th, he opens for none other than Los Lobos. Now, there's a connection there. The producer of Leroy's latest record is none other than Steve Berlin. saxophone player for Los Lobos. So you can see how we got that one. But the Steve Earle gig, that's super crazy cool. So congrats, Leroy. And that's a lovely way to introduce a song from his new record, I would say. I would say so. The new record, what's it called? It's called Truth Be Sold, is what it's called. And this little number here is called ESP.
When we started out, I never knew that it could be so strong. But you asked me to, so I went along.
Hey, this is Leroy Steger. You're listening to the one, the only, the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.
Well, the fantasist trouble. You find us. Trouble seems to find when it's most unjust. Things got a little hairy. I thought we'd lost a lot.
Now I know our fortune isn't what we still got. Now I know we can lose a lot, but if we still have each other, then girl, that's all it is. And you can blow all the rest a kiss. All this time like this. Times like this, it's times like this that we learn what we really mean. There's a little less to pack up, now it's so easy to fly. Somehow we'll make it back to high and dry. Only mere possessions. Still got that one. Now I know just having each other is the most important one. Now I know we can lose a lot, but still have each other, and girl, that's all there is. Can blow all the rest a kiss. It's times like this. It's times like this that we learn what we really miss. Say a prayer in the fading light that somehow we'll make it through tonight, and then over we'll be starting again.
Folks, this is Steve Roll, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. Wait a minute, Twang Trust? That's on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
Thank you. like you do. You'll see it's true. And ain't like me. Can learn to be human too. You'll see it's true. And ain't like me. Can learn to be human too.
Hey everybody, it's Steve Berlin from Los Lobos, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Oh, love that one. From the Jungle Book soundtrack. There's Los Lobos. Well, it wasn't actually on the soundtrack, per se. It was on some Disney covers record thing. And then they did it again on their recent Los Lobos Goes Disney album, although I prefer the original because there's way more sax on the original. The sax is lacking on the new version. So go for the original. There's my tip. Before that, brand new music from Steve Earle. That's his contribution to the Songs for Slim package. The covers album celebrating and helping out Mr. Slim Dunlap from The Replacements. That's Steve's version of Times Like This. Great, great Slim tune there. And we started it off with the special guest, with Steve Earle and Los Lobos' special guest. We knew he's been special all these years, but now everybody else is going to know too. Leroy Stagger from his latest record called Truth Be Sold. Little number called ESP. Do you know what that reference is? You should. You should. It's from a... Well, it'll be relevant next year when the new ESP album comes out. Yeah, Jeff's got it already. I missed the boat on that, but... It ain't out, so people can't buy it anyway. So, you know, what's the point? Yeah, let's just save it for when it really gets released. We'll talk about that later. Next year. So there's that. What's next here on the show? I should be a little more on the ball. We got time to make up. I was way late today. Sorry. I left early. That's the thing. It drives me nuts. If I'd walked here, I would have been here way on time. But I waited for a bus that never came. Oh, very depressing. Okay, let's diss Bruce Springsteen. Might as well, huh? Let's see where we got to get the original post here. This thread is so long, it's crazy. I was looking at the Facebook earlier today. Now, of course, Bruce Springsteen has released a new single, new digital single. The album is coming in January. Yes, there is a new Bruce album coming in January. It's a bit of a mishmash thing. It's a bit of a odds and sods thing. I guess it's all new recordings. But some of the songs are old. There's three covers on the album, all of which he's done ages... one of them wasn't ages ago. One he just did, he's only done once, actually. He did it in Australia, seeing as how it's an Australian song. But anyways, there's a new record on the way. There's a single out. And, of course, the bad thing... being a Bruce Springsteen fanatic, as I am, the bad thing is when he puts out a record is that you have to put up with all the people yattering on about how overrated he is and, oh, this is going to be a terrible record and, oh, I used to like him back when. And the thing is, I mean, I'm capable of dissing Bruce and being his biggest critic, but I love the guy, so I'm allowed. You know, if you're going to be dissing him, sorry, you're gonna have to stand up to me because, you know, as much as, you know, I don't even like the single that much, but I'll stand up for him, you know? So be careful what you say about Bruce around me, whether I agree with you or not, okay? But Tommy Keane, and I love Tommy Keane to pieces. He's one of my favorite artists, period. I just love him to death. Those first few records, nobody made better records than Tommy Keane. His first three albums, amazing. And bits and pieces since then, he's still putting out great stuff. But on Facebook today, here, I'll just read it to you. He says, it's a little note that he's written to Bruce. He says, "Dear Mr. Springsteen, after reading that Garbage Fingers was your muse for your new record, I feel it is time for us to part, seeing that he plays on almost every song. Thanks, Landau. After buying every record you have released in numerous packages, including scores of bootlegs and having seen over 75 shows since early 1975, all things must pass. It's been fun and very expensive. Wonder what Nils is thinking. Your pal, Tommy." Now, if that didn't all make sense to you, Garbage Fingers is none other than Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, who's been Bruce's sort of a semi-off-and-on member of the E Street Band, special guest anyhow for a while now. And he's playing on a bunch of this new album, including the new single. Now, Tommy Keane is from the Baltimore area and grew up alongside the Lofgren brothers and the band Grin that Nils and his brothers had back in the 70s. Tommy's played with Nils before, and he's played with his brother, and, you know, I guess they're pals to some extent. And, you know, it is kind of, you know, it does sort of make your head scratch why Bruce needs another flashy guitar player in the band when he's already got Nils Lofgren, you know. But you know, whatever. It's his thing. They got a thing going, whatever. I'm not the biggest Tom Morello fan in the world, but, you know, I can take him or leave him, you know. But he's interesting, at least. And I don't mind what he's done. But anyways, you know, to each his own. But anyways, yeah, so Tommy Keane's getting all snarky here. And the thread is like 5,000 pages long. It's, I don't know how long it goes. It goes forever. And they won't shut up. But it's just amusing as all get out. But I started me thinking about all the different, you know, musical folks out there, other artists, who have publicly dissed Bruce before. And I thought we'd play them all just for fun. Just because, we'll play all the good ones anyway. Because there have been some good Bruce dissing artists out there. This first one, let's see, we're going to set up here. Do-do-do-do-do. Excuse me as I cue this CD up here. Van Morrison, of course, you know, a big influence on Bruce, particularly in the early years, actually dissed him back in the 80s. Here's a quote from Van. He says, "For years, people have been saying to me, you know, nudge, nudge, have you heard this guy Springsteen? You should really check him out. I just ignored it. Then 4 or 5 months ago, I was in Amsterdam and a friend of mine put on a video. Springsteen came on the video and that was the first time I ever saw him. And he's definitely ripping me off. There's no doubt about that. Not only did Springsteen, I mean, he's even ripped off my movements as well. My 70s movements. You know what I mean? Now, this is going back to the 80s. Now, I don't know. I mean, I've seen Van Morrison and I've seen old footage of him. And I've seen Bruce in the, you know, mid-80s. I don't know. I don't know that Van ever moved like that, but we'll... Well, he did that kick. He did that kick during the last waltz, so that was something, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, well, Van, I don't know. Van doesn't like anybody, though, let's face it. And this was a good one. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. Now, he's got a great quote. Let me find it here. It's pretty hilarious. Now, Dave, of course, has since shared a stage with Bruce Springsteen. Bruce had him up on the Grammys a few years back when they did a Joe Strummer tribute. And there was, who was there? There was Bruce and Steve, And I think somebody from, who was it? That crazy ska band. I forget their names. No Doubt. Somebody from No Doubt. And then Dave Grohl. They all did London Calling together. And this quote, well, this is a little article about the Grammys. He says, they say, for his part, Dave Grohl found himself with some explaining to do after performing London Calling with Springsteen, Van Zandt, and Elvis Costello. Ah, yes, there was somebody else there. Backstage, Grohl was reminded that he had once quipped, if Bruce Springsteen is the boss, then I quit. The usually loquacious Foo Fighters frontman blushed, stepped back from the microphone, put his fingers to his lips, and whispered, shh. Grohl then held up his best hard rock album prize and jokingly attempted to change the subject. Look, we got a Grammy! So, yeah, so, although I guess Dave has since made amends. But I don't know that we've ever played Dave Grohl on the Twang Trust. But let's change that. Let's change that right now. This is from their covers record. You might remember this one from the album End of the Century by none other than the Ramones.
Oh, Some people say you can make it on your own. Oh, you can make it if you try. I know better now. You can't stand up alone. Oh, baby, that is why I'm real, real done.
Suspense was good and fresh. I was gonna follow you. let me tell you a story. Just this morning, my wife and I went to this hotel in the hills. That's right, the Bel Air Hotel. A very good friend of ours happens to be staying. And the name of this young man is Mr. Bruce Springsteen. That's right. Yeah, we talked about this kind of woodblock or something, new guitar we like. And you know what he said to me? I'll tell you what he said to me. He said, "Brad, I'm tired. How would you like to be the boss for a while?" Well, yeah. Blow, big man! Blow! My life is good. My life
Yes, we're only playing the Bruce relevant excerpt from that song. We're not playing the whole song. You know, as much as I've come to really appreciate the genius of Randy Newman over the years, considering he thinks that the Eagles are the greatest rock and roll band of all time, I still cannot forgive him that one there. Yeah, My Life is Good from, I don't know, some record or another. Don't buy it. before that, Bruce Hader, Tommy Keane, from his second album based on Happy Times. We heard When Our Vows Break. Love that song. Tommy Keane was the guitar player in Bruce Springsteen. Remember Bruce Springsteen? They did. They were like a Bruce sound-alike band that covered the theme song to the Flintstones. Yeah, Tommy Keane played guitar in them. It's true. It's true. Before that, what other Bruce Haters did we hear? Oh, Van Morrison, of course, from the album Enlightenment, Real, Real, Gone. Haven't heard that one in a long time. It's still great. So great. And Danny Says, the old Ramones nugget, as rendered by the Foo Fighters. From their Record Store Day only album of covers called Medium Rare from a couple years back. Speaking of Record Store Day, that's happening again. It's Black Friday. It means something in the States. It's when people kill each other to get bargains at Walmart. They actually kill other humans so they can get a bargain at Walmart. It's a lot of fun. Not so crazy up here, although it is starting to infiltrate up here. And Record Store Day does a little Black Friday thing. Although there's absolutely nothing I'm looking for. I went over the list. There's nothing that interests me. The only thing that vaguely interests me is the picture disc version of the new Nick Lowe Christmas album, which would be a cool thing, but you know it's going to cost a fortune. And I'm less sentimental about things than I used to be. So I don't even think I really care all that much about that. Although it's a great record. Have you heard it? Oh, we're going to be spinning it like crazy throughout December. No doubt about it. I ordered my snow globe the other day. Yep. Nick Lowe snow globe. How cool is that? Anyways, yeah, those were all Bruce dissing folks. Tommy was especially in dissing mode this morning on Facebook over the new Bruce Springsteen single. We're not actually going to play the new single. Well, sort of. There is actually two songs available right now from the album High Hopes. One of the two songs that's available is not the title track. It's a song that Bruce has released before, a live version. He released a live version of this song. He did it on the Devils and Dust tour. And it's a great thing. It's a cover of the old Suicide Chestnut, Dream Baby Dream. And this song, boy, this song itself has all sorts of folks up in arms, whether it's just a unbelievably boring nothing piece of nothing, but or if it's an absolute phenomenal work of genius. I tend to go for the latter myself. I love it. But, yeah, I don't know. Mileage may vary. The single, the title track to the record is called High Hopes, and it was originally done by a band called the Javelinas. Tim Scott McConnell was the guy who wrote it and sang it in the band, and that's going back to like what, early 90s, I guess, late 80s maybe? No, early 90s, I think, the Javelinas. And Bruce actually recorded the song before it, put it out on an EP that you got with a videotape that came out, a documentary called Blood Brothers. It was like the when their E Street Band first got back together after having been broken up unceremoniously by Bruce a few years earlier. And this song, High Hopes, was one that he did. He's gone and re-recorded it with Tom Morello in the band. They did it while they were down in Australia. And it's you know, when you first hear it, it's neat. I appreciate the fact that Bruce was really striving for something. He was going for something big. He was going for a big picture thing. But, you know, I find that Bruce is at his worst when he tries too hard. And that's what he's doing on that song. Even though, like, all the pieces are great, they just don't fit together, you know, really, the way they should. That's my thought on it. But anyways, we're not going to hear that. Although we are going to hear Mr. McConnell, Tim McConnell, who wrote the new Bruce Springsteen song. Since the Javelinas disbanded, I guess after one album only, he put out an album under his own name, and then he moved. He's actually been living in Europe ever since, and he now puts records out under the name Leadfoot. And it's kind of neat. I was reading, there's a little piece in Rolling Stone about him and Bruce recording his song and stuff. And it mentions he met Bruce way back when Bruce originally recorded the song. And he and Bruce got to sit around at one of Tim's solo shows and hang out and talk for an hour. And he said all he wanted to talk about was the Nebraska album. And the stuff that he's been doing under the name Leadfoot really shows that he's a bit of a Nebraska fanatic kind of guy. And we're going to hear a song now that sort of shows that. This is what he's been up to lately. This is Leadfoot and a song called Damned.
I'm damned if I don't. Been walking like the devil, the job's never done. Scrape out a living, but it just ain't enough. Sometimes I wanna give up and lay down and die. I'm just too busy though to give it a try. I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. I know there's no solution, is what it is. No use complaining, you just deal with the shit. There's nowhere I can run to, there's nowhere to hide. I best expected just a hell of a life. I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. Damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't.
Mr. State Trooper, dress and my last prayer. High old silver rope delivered me from nowhere. Woo! Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Come on, dream, baby, dream. Come on and dream, baby, dream. Gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on and dream, baby, dream. Gotta keep the fire burning. Come on, gotta keep the fire burning. Come on, we gotta keep the fire burning. Come on and dream, baby, dream. Come open up your heart. Come on and
Well, there it is. There's something from the brand new Bruce Springsteen record out in January called High Hopes. That was a brand new studio take of Dream Baby Dream, an old Suicide number. Before that, we heard Bruce and State Trooper from Nebraska and started it off with a fella by the name of Leadfoot from the record Gothic Blues Volume 1 and Damned. That's the guy who wrote the new single, High Hopes, title track for the new Bruce record. That's what he's doing these days. I wish Bruce was doing that these days. I wonder if that's where he gets that whole, Night with the Jersey Devil thing. Maybe. Could be. Could be he's been listening to some Leadfoot. I was going to play Chuck Prophet's cover of Just Like Firewood, the Saints number that Bruce also covers on this new record, but the weather has not given me time. No. And we have to get right with the Lord. We have to go right into this. We are going to play Chuck Prophet, though. We're going to hear from Leadfoot again, and we're going to hear from a guy who, wow, he's been around for like 15 years, and I've never heard of him. I got a lot of learning to do. A guy by the name of Joseph Arthur. He's responsible for my favorite song right now. That's what we're going to end the show with. To get us there, though, here is some live music from Mr. Chuck Prophet, a hitherto unreleased song. Here it is. See you next week, by the way. I'm out of here. Be careful.
Jesus was a social drinker. Jesus never drank alone. Jesus never danced on a tabletop at a titty bar, keeping his woman waiting up at home. He never woke up with a hangover. He was the kind of guy who sprang right out of bed. Jesus was never late to work. He carried his weight and he made a lot of friends. Jesus was a social drinker. He could take or leave the stuff. Yeah, and when his inhibitions began to dissolve like communion wine, Jesus knew he'd had enough. He never overstayed his welcome or threw up in nobody's sink. Jesus enjoyed himself just fine, but when the party was over, he needed time alone to think. You see, Jesus wasn't Irish. Oh God, imagine if he was. He might have written poetry in verse and enjoyed a pint of Guinness every day for lunch. Jesus never had a laptop, a spiral notebook, or even a pen. But he wrote a best-selling novel, disappeared, and was never heard from again. So I said, Jesus, 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 oh Jesus. Been on my mind. Jesus, 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 oh Jesus. What we do this time? Jesus was a social drinker. He was a real outgoing guy. When the cocktails were flowing, people's tongues loosened up, Jesus might let one fly. Yeah, he might tell a joke or two. Yes, he would. He liked the one about two nuns who enter a bar. But Jesus stayed clear of racist jokes. In fact, he never took anything too far. He remembered everybody's name. He made you feel special when he was talking to you. And if a fight broke out over some kind of football rivalry or something, Jesus knew what to do. He was great to have around. He knew when to preach and when to just mellow out. But when he spoke, people listened. He never raised his voice. Jesus never had to shout. He was an all-round decent dude, but he had his share of rough nights. In fact, the more I learn about Jesus, the more respect I have for the guy. Oh. So I said,
Jesus, 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 oh Jesus, been on my mind. Jesus, 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 oh Jesus, what I do this time. Cowboy boots, Christ would have sex, Christ would eat pizza and cut blackjack decks, Christ would be sober, but Christ would be fun, Christ would get over on those trying to run, Christ would love hip-hop, metal and soul, Christ would bring chaos, the breath of control, Christ would be rocking, Christ would be free, he'd say there's no difference between you and me, this is the ballad of Boogie Christ, toss my salad and feed me your rice, Christ baked potato, Christ chewing gum, Christ without pathos, saying yum yum, Christ in the middle like the monkey with balls, Christ picking up when euphoria calls, hello dear father, hello there my son, how have you been, well I gotta run, okay I love you, see you real soon, maybe September, maybe next June, this is the ballad of Boogie Christ, toss my salad and throw wedding rice, Christ would be careful, Christ would be brave, but Christ, he would never be anyone's slave. Christ is here now, Christ is beyond, Christ would watch Rocky and on Golden Pond, Christ would relax and Christ would get mad, Christ would help answer if judgment is bad, well no and then yes, well yes and then no, nothing is easy but it's simple to glow, just walk away from fear and deceit, never surrender but never compete, cheer for your brother, your rival, your friend, and help their survival to beat you again, this is the ballad of Boogie Christ, toss my salad and feed me some rice. We'll be right back. would be handsome, Christ would be gross, Christ would buy butter and make you some toast. Christ would be savage, but Christ would be true. He'd say if you want him, then look inside you. Yeah, Christ would be savage, but Christ would be true.